So moving next, we will take step by step various phases of buying decision process. So first is the need recognition and problem awareness. So when does this thing happen? So you realize that there is a need when you are in a state where there is a gap between your actual need and there is a perceived necessity that you have. So that's when the buying process starts. And when you find that there is a gap, I realize that that my generally mouth now starts, there is a mouth odor. So therefore, I am into actual state and I feel that I must have something that will prevent mouth odor. So then my need emerges. So that means I need something that will solve the problem of my mouth odor. Now, it can be two ways. Either I have a gel-based toothpaste, which generally has a better freshness, or I get into that gargling-based liquid solutions. So this is how the need development occurs. When you either face a problem, you get awareness about the problem, or your actual state versus the desired state, there is a difference. You feel that you are living a life of being a very nimble, but your desired state is, I must have a better life. So in that case also, you will start buying product that will demonstrate, that will satisfy yourself, this thing as, okay, I have this time purchased a product better than what I would have normally purchased. So with that, your need arises in you. So that's the start of a buying process. At this stage, the buyer recognizing the problem or the need that he has. I have already told you the example. If the need is strong and there is a product or service that meets this need of him, he gets into decision that I must have this item purchased. At that point of time, he may not know whether he is monetarily capable, but yes, he has got into a stage that he must buy this item. Then the process of information search will begin. So only when this is a state which is achieved, where you realize that there is a gap in your desired state versus your actual state, or you have a problem, you recognize a problem, the need comes into you. That need you then try and find out how you can satisfy. So need state is very critical start of the buying process. Your next stage will start, which is information search, only when there is a clarity of your need or clarity of the problem. Now in the information search stage, you will get into finding the ways and means. What will satisfy my this desired state or my need problem that will solve my problem. So you will get into search. I may, because of mouth odor issue, suppose I have given you that example, I may start talking to my family, my friends, and confidant, whom I ask, if I, what do I do, or approach doctor, etc. So that's how I go about. So what it tries to tell you, there are several sources, personal sources. So that is what I have told you, that you will get into close circle to know what can be done. Commercial sources, advertisement, salespeople, retailer, dealers, all those aspects will determine your need or create a need in you. Their job is that, close up does the advertisement showing two college couple, two college boys and girls coming in very close proximity, and then it says the flower of freshness, the fountain of freshness. They are like almost like so close, like you feel, they can feel the breath or the this thing. So that's the time close up says freshness. So you then, those who are college goers, young people who is striving, who is aspiring to get close to somebody, or there is an opportunity, there is a possibility that in his friend circle with boys and girls, he may face an embarrassment if his mouth stinks. So therefore, commercial, this thing has generated in him the desire. Retailer, if I had to give you an example, like a recent past, went for a trekking. I never knew that this product exists. It's only that when this guy, after satisfying my primary need, yes, you need a good hiking gloves, you need a good shoes. Okay, all those things when happen, then he introduced me. Sir, there is one more product that you should carry. I said, what is it? So he showed me small pouches. They call it a heat pack. So he says, okay, when you open this cover, this pouch comes in contact with natural environment and content in that will start becoming hot. So in an extreme cold, you can have this. You can put it under gloves, put it under your sweatshirt, etc. Whatever. So he then introduced this to me, and this product then caught my expectation. So as a preventive, this thing also, I thought of buying. So I at least bought one pack of, you know, few this thing. So this is how he generated in me the commercial aspects brought in. And he smartly introduced me to that product. Public sources. There are newspapers, radios keep airing various ads. You may be of relevance, not relevance. You have heard, so that subconscious mind is registered. And suddenly when you face this kind of a situation, you think or this ad gets recalled and you want to buy those items. Experiment by examining or by using the product. Certain things you will want to try before really finalizing. So you may seek help of your friend, relative who has it, or you take his opinion, or you may trial pack, you know, this thing period, you utilize the product and decide. So this is how the information search that the consumer gets in. There is no difference. The rural consumers also go through this cycle. Yani. So for them, the information personal sources could be, he will go to the one who either owns it, or he will talk to his mukhiya or sarpanch, or he will talk to the one who owns the tractor and go and, you know, get his like. So same, like he will otherwise hear Mahindra tractor advertisements, or he will visit the Mahindra tractor showroom to know, etc. Public sources could be many. While he is going to a city, he has seen the advertisements, hoardings, or news, read FM, you know, advertisements, etc. So that's how the rural consumer also built and searches the information and gathers the information for his decision making. Then comes evaluation of alternatives. Information equips you to decide. Decide between what? Decide between alternatives available to you. So that's a stage where you enter into now analyzing the information. So you have an amount of information that you have collected. You try to use this information to determine whether this product or service meets your need. Yani. So more the, if it is convenience FMCG product, then less information is required. There are certain, again, the information search increases depending on the nature of product. For a day-to-day product, for a convenience product, for utilitarian product, etc., maybe we do not get into detailed information search. But if I am buying a laptop, I will think twice. If I am buying a mobile, I may not do so much of analysis than what I will do for laptops, etc. If I am buying a house, then again my search will be very elaborate. My information search will be very elaborate, and therefore my analysis also will be complicated. So that is a that's how the whole information, this thing versus evaluation phase a consumer enters. Yani. High complexity items like tractor, camera, refrigerator will need lot of information. Compare features, no features, compare them, then determine which one you want to have, and in that which is a brand or the product coming out well, etc. An important determinant of the extent of evaluation is whether the customer feels involved in the product. So intensity of the information search and its evaluation depends on how much is he involved. So for example, the same laptop example if I take. Now, if the laptop I am buying from my money, my involvement will be much higher. But if my company is going to give me a laptop, I care a damn. But I will just tell him, mujhe itna GB chahiye memory, I need this, vagera. Now, whether he buys for me 60,000 or he buys for me 80,000, I care a damn. Yana. Whether he buys this thing, I may try and specify that I need only this particular brand, etc. But beyond a point, I will be careless, yani, whether extended warranty not needed. But if I am buying a laptop out of my money, then I will think of every angle. Extended warranty also I will think, and if I feel I want to secure myself, I will buy the extended warranty. So this is what is the power of evaluation of alternative, but where involvement aspect is very critical. You are, if only involved, then the evaluation and collection of information is more intense. By involvement, we mean that the degree of perceived relevance, the person attaches the importance in making a choice. Yani. So how much I want to get involved in making my final choice, that is your intensity or the involvement, as we say. High involving product will need more information and more evaluation. Low involvement or low involving product will not need your lot of information vis-a-vis lot of evaluation. Post-purchase evaluation. So friends, we have jumped the stage of purchase because it is very obvious. Yani. So evaluation of alternative, post which the purchase decision takes place. You will buy a product. So There's nothing much to really speak about. After you buy a product, you enter this stage, post-purchase evaluation, which is cognitive dissonance, as a very important subject matter. Briefly, of course, we are trying to cover because we are not learning a detail marketing, we are learning a rural marketing, and in that also consumer behavior. So what is cognitive dissonance? Often our actual choice versus our choice in the mind post evaluation differ, and that puts you in the stage of cognitive dissonance. And in the sense, yeah, I should have purchased this, I purchased this, but I should have purchased that product. This happens because you have heard somebody else talking about either about your existingly owned product or better about the choice that you otherwise thought you should have purchased, etc. So you enter into a stage of indecisiveness. Yani you enter into a stage where you are left with the feeling that whether did you make a right purchase. So that stage more often all of us face after buying a particular item, especially a high involvement item. Okay, so at that stage one need to be knowing that okay, bhai, this arises, the customers having this product may feel that alternative would have been better. In this circumstance, that the customer will not repurchase immediately but is likely to switch. Now this cognitive dissonance, if it remains, if I continuously feel, yeah, I should have purchased that, not this product, I should have purchased that, not this product, I should have purchased that, not this product. So what will happen? The impact of that is repurchase for the existing product or the brand may not take place. Consumer in that case may wish to switch to the brand that he earlier thought that he should have purchased, etc. So it is therefore as a marketeer, your responsibility is to ensure that after product is purchased, you create engagement in a way that customer minimizes the dissonance part. Yani. So therefore, very often today, home installation is a very important activity in various products. Car, after car also nowadays the automotive OEMs have started what you call home installation, where the person will come to your home and explain you various features and various utility of things. Refrigerator, you see smart TVs, all these things companies have started putting the home installation a significant importance, so that overall the dissonance in the mind of consumer get minimal. And he is then linked to your brand, Dan. So that will ensure that his experience is subsequently smooth, and repurchase may also happen for the same product and the brand. So that's very important. One need to understand and achieve as a marketeer the required initiatives. So we have completed the buying decision process and various stages thereof. Now we come to a stage called buyer characteristics. And what are the characteristics of any buyer, including rural buyer? So what we have touched is these are the points that determines the characteristics of any rural buyer. His age and stage of life cycle, partly we have covered earlier. What occupation he is into it, economic situations, the lifestyle, his personality and his self-concept and psychological factors. We will cover them briefly one by one. So let's move to age and lifestyle stages. So age determines what lifestyle stage that you are in, that determines your characteristics. So let's understand up to 12 child, the characteristics or the kind of product, etc., food, diapers, shampoos, etc., will be the nature of product that you will look at. When you are a teenage, you want to show your flaunting aspects of your personality. So you want to get into two-wheeler. Male prefers buying a two-wheeler than the car in the teenage because he wants to show his power, his capability, command, etc. So same way he will go to gym and all. So depending on the gents and the ladies, these choices differ. Young people get into this kind of a product or services, etc. So as you move, so middle age, I then get into cards, bank accounts, or I am little reluctant to use, say, like few products also. So you may even become reluctant to use certain things, which probably the teenage will use better. So that's what is the power of age and the life stage that you are in. And then as you become older, choices change, requirements change, need change, etc. So that will determine your behavior. So that is what we are trying to say. The buyer characteristics in which the age and life stage, cycle stage, plays a important role. The rural youths are not very much different from their counterparts in urban India. They have exposure and knowledge just like the urban counterparts. They have access to internet, digital world, and also. So their choices are also now getting more or less closer and aligned to what probably urban youths are following. This is a learning that marketeer or a rural marketeer should acquire and accordingly align his marketing, product strategy, launch strategy, etc., sustenance strategy and all. Occupation. It is quite evident that the goods and services bought by an individual will influence by the occupation that an individual is in. People who work in the fields buy dhoti and shirts, and those who are in the office will always buy shirts and trousers, etc. A farmer buys a tractor, but carpenter buys the hammer. So, very simple terms, what occupation that you are will determine your choice of product and then subsequent aspect linked to it as a consumer behavior. So, then you will determine which brand go with you and accordingly you will go and buy that, from which place you should buy, and various aspects come in. Economic situations, if the disposable income of an individual is good, he or she can buy a more popular, more costly products. But if the rural economy saving is oriented due to uncertainty in the agricultural income, long gaps in realizing the produce. So, what is happening, but in the rural India, the economic situation is volatile. Because of monsoon, they do not know what will happen to their crop, how much will he yield, what is the price that government is going to declare for procuring the farm products, etc. When will he get cash? All this leads to uncertainty, and as a result, he tend to save more. Now, in recent times, due to the micro loans, credit cards, availability of finance, easy EMI of purchase, all this thing is leading to, despite economic situation may be not so strong, consumers taking a risk to acquire things for their satisfying their need or the ego, as the case may be. So that is also one changing scenario that one need to be knowledgeable about, careful about what you say. Lifestyle determines what you are going to finally acquire. So lifestyle of a person changes the pattern of his purchase. So at what lifestyle stage that you want to project yourself as, your choice of product will accordingly change. It is broadly determined by the activity, interest, opinion of you as an individual. You have certain work ethics, certain hobbies, certain shopping habits, etc. That will determine. So your interest in food, fashion, gaming, sports, and various other such things that you have built for yourself over a period, and you want to project yourself as a distinct, unique person with certain lifestyle qualities, then your choice of goods and service and the brand and etc. all will depend accordingly on that. Personality and self-concept. So, what is my personality and what is my self-concept? What do I know about me? How do I look at my personality as? Personality is a unique psychological characteristic that leads to relatively consistent and lasting response to one's environment. So, it's like what is in me that develops my action and my choices and my preferences, etc. over a longer period of time. So, my personality is ingrained in me and that has shaped up my behavior, choice of product to the way I purchase, etc. Okay. So, I don't buy too much online, but yes, the same house, my daughter is a frequent online purchaser. So it's a personality, that how you see things and build your thoughts, etc. To relate the personality of the person to the products that he or she is purchasing, there are two aspects, that is the situation and the person. So, what he buys depending on the situation and what kind of person or the personality that he has and what he believes about himself. In a social gathering, people prefer to buy cold drinks, tea, coffee, whereas while traveling, they may buy mineral water, bottle, packaged foods, etc. So, where we are, among whom we are, also determines, based on the personality that you are, you will determine choice of your food, brands, etc. So, that's what personality and self-concept is very important characteristics, the psychological factors. These factors help describe what goes on in the minds of the consumer and how he gets influenced in decision making. First is the perception. So psychological, this thing, the first aspect is the perception. Perception is what you think others think about you. Perception is the process through which people select, organize and interpret the information. So based on what your knowledge about what others think about you, you will get into gathering knowledge, analyzing the knowledge and making your choices. Consumers buy products that they perceive are favorable to them, favorable to their psychological aspects, yani that satisfies his inner need, yani what he sees, ke bhai, you know, this goes well with me. That's what he's going to then buy. Lifebuoy, for example, perceived as a soap for the hardworking middle class, while others, Liril is soap for the freshness. So even that way, or Dove for the higher middle class, and then there are many others. Variety in that. So depending on the level at which you are, etc., or the perception, the lady who wants to look very beautiful, or you know, glowing skin, will accordingly use. And they feel that Dove helps in glowing skin, but not the luck, you know, kind of. So that's how things differ. Yani, one need to really understand that aspect. And Dove has played this card very well. Lux was so popular, they realized that now to create a new market, ladies should be given another cue to shift their attention, and that's where the glow aspect was brought in by them. Then they did marketing very effectively, where women believed that beyond beauty, the glow is important, that glow you get only through Dove, if you use Dove, and therefore Dove sale got multiplied. So that's what the perception. Cognition, which is you're relating your information, matching it with what you believe, and then getting into your purchasing, is a process of information results in learning and creation of a knowledge and attitude. All this has to align with your harmony of what you think psychologically is correct. Yani, this acquired knowledge helps in making final decision aligned with your personality, along with your psychological aspects that you have so far built for you. Rural consumers have set of attitudes that impact their purchase. So rural consumers have their psychological traits. Yani, your product, your offer, communication, service, whether it helps them to align the psychological aspect of your product and service well, accordingly their decision making will get influenced. Yani, some of the important this thing are attitudes like functionality is more important. They believe that product should be functional, not just show off. Yani, if you make multiple use of the same product, you can ensure it is economical. So they believe that we use sachet in one go of a shampoo. Our rural consumers may try to open it only little part and then try to use it 2-3 times over 2-3 days of. So he feels that by doing that he is economizing. Any product is okay, local brand or international. They feel brand mein kya hai. So for them the functionality is important. So it, my work should happen. So that's what they believe here. So one need to have that understanding of their cognition, yani where they psychologically are aligned. Now, if you have to make them align to a different psychological this thing, then you have to put your marketing plan accordingly. Okay, beliefs once formed becomes emotion, and it is difficult to change one's belief here. Yani. So once you believe on something and you create a belief, you become emotionally attached, and it is very difficult to change it. So in psychological this thing factors, after perception, cognition, the belief is important. So belief management helps you to create a favorable belief for your product, and therefore the acceptance about your product comes in. Yani, so for example, use of hair dye or use in buffaloes in Raichur to give them the more presentable look. Yani, so okay, this was an experiment done by them, yani, to make the buffalo look more this thing. Now having done that, what is the impact? That is anybody's guess, yani, but you need to really create a belief. If you have to change belief, then your marketing has to be aligned in such a way that you are helping consumer to change their set belief. So adult diaper, ek zamane mein diaper for adult was, oh my god, how can you think that? Diaper was for only for kids, and that also very young kid. But today now the belief has changed. Yani, people have accepted that adults also need to use diapers. So their young children, even adult, is willing to try that when their need arise, when they face certain problems, they are okay with use of adult diapers. So that is what I meant. The change of belief then need to be done in a way that it becomes acceptable. So in rural market also, you will have to understand what is the current belief state. Whether it aligns, then you probably don't have to spend much towards that. But if you want them to change it towards particular angle, you will have to invest marketing in making them believe differently. And if that realignment happens, then your product acceptance will come. Another one is the motivation. So motivation is a process of creating motives. You create something that will excite them. A motive is defined as an inner urge that prompts an action. I must get that. Yaar, ye toh lena hai. You know, so what is that? And so that is what is that motivation. You will have to give him a reason for motivation so that he gets into buying of it. Yaar. Motivation to purchase a product becomes positive when the product corresponds to the need. Yaar. So I gave you the earlier example of the stink from the mouth. I am looking out for a problem and a solution to my problem, and that's the time with Listerine, you know, that gargling ad comes, then I will know, oh, this is what is going to work. But I also see the gel advertisement where they show the two college youth boys and girls coming together, and then the freshness ka burst and all. Now based on my age and other beliefs, I will then decide whether I should buy a gel toothpaste or I should buy the Listerine gargling liquid. So that's how my things will happen. But I need a cake. So it should help me to know. Listerine talking about just Listerine being, you know, just a mouth odor removal, this thing. No. Therefore, in the ad, they probably will show two friends talking freely. It shows ke bhai, the guy is not feared about his mouth odor, etc. So I get a kick. Yaar, yeah, ye main product try karta hun. And once I will try, then I will probably use it again and again. So that's what, there are many needs and motives of an individual. One need to really understand what needs to be triggered. So there are latent needs, hidden needs, obvious needs, etc. Now you need to decide which need to be triggered into motive so that he gets kicked about it. Okay. So that is what is a very critical aspect. Abraham Maslow's pronounced a need hierarchy theory for motivation. We will study that ahead. According to this theory, people have a spectrum of needs at different levels of priority. So before I get into that Abraham Maslow's theory, one example need this thing is like, there was a normal salt. There was a normal grind salt and a white salt. Then came the iodine salt. How the change has happened. Now even house to house, the iodine salt only is used. Nobody uses that normal white salt, because they created a trigger that iodine deficiency leads to thyroid and many other problems. Now having established that, then I got a trigger. Yeah, I need to protect my family. So yeah, let's buy an iodine rich salt. And that's how iodine rich salt has entered almost every house today. Then the government advertisements and various things really supported, and iodine salt has become a household name. So that's what, there's a trigger that came and that became a motive for me to buy iodized salt. So now we go to Maslow's hierarchy theory, which is Maslow's need hierarchy theory. One need to really understand this so that you know that going forward, what you need to really understand about your customer's need and that hierarchy of the need, that will help you to develop your marketing program. It starts with the base and goes on the top. It starts with the psychological needs, followed by safety needs, then social needs, then the esteem, and then the self-actualization. This is how it goes up. Psychological needs are many. Therefore, you see the triangle is used. Then your safety needs, but they are not so much, so many. Accordingly, it flows up. And that's why it is represented in a triangular manner. Let's quickly understand that as to what this is. Buying behavior can be explained based on degree of involvement and time spent. So, I am trying to explain you buying behavior connected with the need hierarchy. So, degree of involvement. We have earlier taken the example very well, which is of the laptop. Also, in that laptop, I am buying out of my capital, my money, or laptop is given to me by my office. How much, therefore, my involvement was? Mentally, we have discussed that. The same thing we are trying to explain here. Buyer exhibit different pattern of behavior in purchasing different types of products. So, for different types of product, you exhibit a different buying behavior. This needs to be really understood well. Some products are just bought from the nearest shop where you don't care. It's okay. I buy a rubber ball from Kirana store or I buy a rubber ball from the sports shop. Doesn't matter. So I am least bothered. So I will, if the sports shop is away, I will never go. I will buy from the Kirana general store available next to my building. I will buy the rubber ball from there because involvement is not needed, so much into that. However, in the case of some other products like consumer durables, if I were to buy a washing machine, I don't wash clothes. I have never done that. But whenever in the house the washing machine needed to be changed, my single instruction to my wife is, I want to be there when you select the washing machine, when you visit the showrooms to see the washing machine. Yes, I want to involve and know the electricity consumption, other features, water consumptions. I am like environment conscious. Will it save, help me save or not pass on the residues more into this thing, wagera. So various aspects. So I will go with that. My wife will go with functionality aspects. Okay, is there a feature of this or feature of this or feature of this? She will look into those aspects more. So that's what, the involvement decides how you go about buying the product. And therefore, your characteristics, your various other aspects will start coming out during that cycle. And therefore, this is a very important trigger which manifests into triggers on various other fronts. So that's what one marketer need to understand. Buyer involvement is high when the perceived risk of buying a product is high vis-a-vis vice versa. So I am going to invest X amount. 33,000 or whatever, say washing machine. So, like, I am therefore also equally conscious. Okay, why? I hope we buy the right product for the house. So my involvement was high. But if my daughter says, "Papa, I want to buy a badminton racket," I'll say buy. She'll say, "Papa, I want to buy my shoes," I'll say buy. "Papa, I want to buy a hiking shoes and to come with you," I'll say, "Wait, I will come with you because these shoes are 10,000 and above. Snow water protection, whatever water protection." So I told her, "No, I will be with you," because I know that after buying in the snow there during hiking, she should not complain. Okay, bhai, yaar, isme the water is going or the snow is going in, wagera. So see the how that involvement became relevant when the cost or the repercussion of that was visualized by me. So involvement is the critical aspect of any consumer buying decision. It has a to do also with the time. So how much time that you spent. So time spent is also equally important in your matter of buying behavior. These are the tendency that has been observed. When you compare your buying behavior with the time, planned buying. So when you are more involved, you generally get into planned buying. So I'll tell a wife, "Go to Kohinoor. Next Sunday we will go to Vijay Sales. Third Sunday we may try other shop and then we'll arrive at a decision and we will buy." So that's what we call a planned buying. And we decide, or AC I want to buy, or a fridge I want to buy, laptop I want to buy. I will see Dell, I will see Lenovo, I will then compare them. I will get the price from the shop. Then I will go to Amazon, I will say the price on the Amazon, then I'll decide. So that's what, it's a planned buying. Emergency buying. Purchase must be made. Now, at any cost, as they say. So you are in a position to satisfy your need immediately. Now, at that point of time, the cost and various other aspects may take a secondary this thing importance. And your time, this thing also you want to keep it minimum. And therefore, you get into what you call say emergency buying. Third is an impulse buying. Doesn't really require your time. It's just that you saw the thing and you want to buy it. And so that's where again your involvement may not be there. It is like you liked it and you purchased it. Okay. You have not probably thought much about it, whether it is right, whether it is wrong. It's just that, yeah, you want to present this diamond necklace to your wife, or it is just that, yeah, this shirt is too good, yeah, or this frock is too good, I want to buy for my daughter, okay. So it's like, it's involvement may be less, it's just that I liked it and I purchased it. My time also invested is very less. So it's like a instant impulse buying, as they say. So this is also a way the products are purchased that you need to know as a marketeer. Same applies when it comes to rural consumer behavior. So rural consumer also do plan purchase. They also at times have to do emergency purchase. Impulse purchase probably may be less among rural consumer. It is more of probabilities in the urban consumer, because urban consumer get to expose themselves very well. Urban shops, urban layouts are such where shops have a display counters and outside. So while walking also you can see, which is not the case when it comes to rural market. So impulse purchase may be very limited in rural market, but as a consumer buyer behavior, this aspect you should be aware about in the rural consumer behavior also. Studies also found that the brand loyalty in the rural area is much higher than what is in the urban area. So this is another trend which marketers should be aware. Rural consumers are not fast stoppers. Urban consumers, especially I have seen as a marketer, after the onset of online availability of purchase, are swapping brand left, right and center. Depending on the convenience, the choice, the price, etc. So the brand loyalty is at a stake among urban versus rural. So rural consumers are more brand loyal. This only happens when the brand has found an acceptance in the rural market. Strong word of mouth or dissonance determines your brand preference. So if you have got accepted, there will be strong word of mouth will always remain and you will continue to dominate a preferred buyer or brand in the rural market. Urban consumers are constantly switching due to various reasons. Brand loyalty stands for active involvement. So brand loyalty has to do with that involvement aspect. So I want to get involved, but I want to keep my time minimal. So what is it that will help me? So brand will help me. So if the goods come from Dell, I'll say I am assured. If the goods is iPhone, I will say I am most assured. Vagera. So that's how that brand, the involvement and the time triangle plays the role. That you need to really understand. Rural consumers are more comfortable with the concept of brand stickiness, which means that they are happy with the brand that gives them reasonable satisfaction and do not want to experiment, because they are the value conscious consumers. Once they've used the brand, they'll probably wish to use that again and again rather than trying another brand, even for the smallest of items. Shampoo, aaj ye vapra, kal wo vapra. They may not even do that, which is what today urban consumer is doing. Lack of education can be a reason behind this. Again, I am not well educated. So I go by my experiment. I go by my gut feel. So why change? Why risk? That may be the reason. I am not able to gather information. I am not able to analyze information. Okay. So that education part is compelling me to be brand sticky. So my stickiness with the brand is more. Also, due to unavailability of multiple brands in the market, maybe I am sticking to one brand. That could be another reason. One need to be aware the depth of competition in your rural market. If it is limited, then you are assured. If it is intense, then you will have to do things to make your brand getting preferred again and again and again as such. Like for example, in tractor it is happening. Once upon a time, say Mahindra has had assured leadership for almost 40 years. Now they are competing. The US based tractor manufacturing companies and others, Indian companies have started making strong presence in the rural market. So John Deere, which is US based company, and various others, Swaraj or Tafe, they are all aggressively now attacking the rural market. So as a result, the rural farmers have a choice of now selecting a tractor. So as a result, the brand, this thing might be shifting. So they want to experiment. They want a tractor which will meet their need, which probably say Mahindra may not be meeting it. So it happens. So this is what one needs to be careful about. So friend, we have completed a very important chapter, third chapter, which is a consumer buyer, consumer behavior in rural market. So rural consumer behavior as a third chapter we have completed. It gave you a complete idea about a consumer behavior aspect of marketing applied into on the rural consumer. So how the rural consumer behavior gets affected, and you as a marketeer need to be aware about so that you can do the needful in terms of your strategy, action, and tactical plans. Thank you.